Okay, you guys, just a warning here. This is my try at a twat. I've done them before, but today I'm very cold and caffeinated, and I don't know, this show went kind of really ADD. So, here it goes. Guys, this is Cold Steel. This twat is going to be on Firefox 2.0. It's going to have a lot of about config hacks, and I don't know if it qualifies as a review, but it might be one. I'm not really going to explain the hacks because it would be kind of hard in audio format, but they will be in the show notes for sure. Alright. Well, the first thing I'd like to say is the extensions. I have two extensions here. Like, when I first got Firefox, it was like a couple days ago, and I was running it on a P3 with 695 megahertz with XP Pro on it and 64 megs of RAM. And it was very slow, mainly because my huge 64 megs. So yeah, what I did was look around for how to slim down the GUI, and I found this extension called Stylish. All it did was allow me to install new styles from this one website. It will be in the show notes. The site had a slim GUI theme. So I installed it, and yeah, I don't really know if it really helped, because I rebooted right away and I upgraded my RAM to 256. Yeah, so I don't know if it was the RAM that made my computer faster. Well, I know that, but I don't know if the slim GUI thing really made it faster. I also found another extension. I didn't install it, but maybe some of you want to try it out. It's called HTT Only. The current version is only a proof of concept, but what it does is adds HTT Only cookies support by encrypting cookies marked as HTT Only on the browser side, so that JavaScript cannot read from them. Basically, it's a way to stop cookie stealing through XSS, so cross-site scripting. It wasn't possible to do this in Firefox pre 2.0. Alright, now the about config hacks. On second thought, I think I will say these hacks, but I'm going to say about config. I hope you guys know what that means. It's just about and then a colon, config in the browser, and it will take you to like this hidden part of Firefox. Yeah. Alright. The first one is disabling third party cookies. There used to be an option to disable them in the options dialog box, but that was removed in Firefox 2. Yeah. Alright, so it's about config, and then network, period, cookie, period, cookie, cookie behavior. And then if you set that to 1, it will disable third-party cookies. Alright, the second one is tab scroll. In Firefox 2, there is now Alright, you guys, I'm going to stop saying Firefox 2. I'm just going to say Firefox. I'm getting sick of this. Alright. In Firefox, there is now a scrolling feature for the tabs. But I think it was more of an annoyance because I can't stand to look up and only see 10 tabs and then have to scroll through them. So here's the About Config hack to change it. It is About Config, Browser, .tabs, .tab min width, and then a number. Now, 0, if you put 0, it gets rid of the scrolling annoyance, which is what I did. But you can put a lot of other numbers. The lower the number, the more tabs you can fit before the scrolling kicks in. I put 0, as I said, but 50 would probably be fine for most of you. Alright, so the tab close button. This was really annoying for me. So in Firefox, the active tab now has the little Xbox on it, and I really didn't like that because I would click on a tab and accidentally close the tab, and it was getting really annoying. So what I did was I found this About Config hack. So it's About Config, Browser, .tabs, .close buttons, and then a number. Number 3, what number 3 would do is on the far right, it'd put the Xbox on the far right, like pre 2.0. And then number 2 disables the X completely, which is what I did. And then number 1 is X on the active tab. So it's the default. Alright, session restore. Finally, Firefox has session restore. If it did have it before, I don't remember because I used to use this extension called Session Saver. But I don't have need for it anymore since it's integrated. By default, Firefox automatically restores your sessions if your browser crashes, but this hack will make it happen every time you restart the browser normally. So the really nice part of this is it will keep all of your previous form entries. There are two ways of doing this About Config: the About Config way and the menu way. Okay, so the first way is the About Config way. So it's About Config, Browser, dot startup, dot page, and then the number you would change it to is 3. Okay, now the menu way is options, and then you'll see when Firefox starts. And then from a drop-down menu, it says, show my window and tabs from last time. Okay, now the best part, I think, of this twat, besides, well, the spell check, which is awesome. Yeah, it's the limiting RAM usage. I was talking to Mad Rush the other day in the Infonomicon IRC, and he was saying that he uses Opera a lot more now, I think almost all the time, and I think what he was getting at is because the memory usage in Firefox, and he's sick of it. I'm very sick of it too. Yeah, in my first twat I did, that was about how to tame Firefox's hunger for my RAM, but that was only when it's minimized. So to add, I have two more About Config hacks that will. Yeah, you have to excuse me, you guys. I'm very cold right now, and I'm trying to get a blanket. So what I was saying, that's only when it's minimized. So I have two more additions to the limiting RAM usage on Firefox. With all three of them, you can You can really tame Firefox's hunger for your RAM, even when it's not minimized. Okay, so the second addition to my first twat is browser dot cache dot disk dot capacity. How I understand this key is how much space Firefox takes up on your hard drive for its cache, like how much cache it uses. But I may be like 100% wrong, because yeah. Alright, so it's about config browser dot cache dot disk dot capacity, and then a number. The number by default for me was 5,000, but I upped it to 90,000. Just play with it till you like it, pretty much. Okay, so the third addition to my twat is prefetch next. So Firefox has this really weird feature that downloads pages from links it thinks you click. So, like, obviously that could take up your bandwidth, and I really hate that, because as some of you may know, I am on dial-up, and yeah, and I need all the bandwidth I can, get. Okay. Also, the more Firefox is doing, the more your CPU and RAM are being used. Okay, so this one is about config network dot prefetch hyphen next, and then you set that to false. Alright, now I have a couple more here. Disabling Chrom tooltips. I don't know if this is called Chrom or Chrome. I don't know. Okay, so I don't like tooltips unless it's a new program. But after a week, it gets real old. Like in Firefox, when I put my mouse over the favorite icon, it says drag and drop this icon to create a link to this page. It's like I already know that, so I have no use for it. So I just disabled it. And that is about config browser dot chrom dot toolbar underscore tips, and then you set that to false. Okay, finally, spell check. I'm very happy about this one. This isn't the final about config hack. Oh wait, yes it is. I'm reading my show notes. I'm very slow. yeah. So finally, spell check. This is amazing. Because as like anyone in the Infonomicon IRC channel knows, I cannot spell one bit. So I really like this new spell check feature. It highlights any misspelled words. And if you right-click on them, you get a spelling suggestion and options to add them into a dictionary. This about config hack will add spell checking to input fields as well as text fields. And that's about config layout dot spell check default. And that's all one word. And then you set the number to 2. Alright, in all, I really like Firefox 2.0. Yeah, but I needed to tame its hunger for my RAM and disable a few things. But after I did a few about config hacks, and I could sit back and surf without any annoyances besides my limited bandwidth, and that's pretty much it. And now I can surf without any worries about losing my tabs if it crashes. And I really like the new features such as spell check and integrated session restore and all the others I haven't said or found yet. My full show notes will be on my site, itrash.org. That's with a hyphen, so it's i-trash.org. And on twattech.org. I'd like to give shout-outs to everyone I met at Freaknik, such as Richie F. Rich, Gila Monster, Xavier2180, and all the Infonomicon people, and everyone else I didn't mention. Yeah, I can't really remember names. After all, I only got 4 hours of sleep while I was there. Okay, that's it till next time. Oh, yes, I was going to say thank you very much to my friend Rachel, because she does all these, she fixes all my papers and all this stuff, and she wanted me to say her name. Yeah. Alright. Till next time, I will see ya. That was very backwards. You guys have to, I'm sorry. I'm, like, very cold, and I drank a lot of caffeine, and I'm, like, shaking because I'm cold and all, like, caffeinated, and I never drink caffeine. Yeah. Well, till next time. Bye. Oh,
Thank you.